Bay, Oakland. Have a good day.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The G20 summit begins this weekend in Toronto, and already there's been some trouble. A man was arrested near the event site with a crossbow, a chainsaw, arrows, and five cans of gasoline in his car. Reporter Colin Perkle is there.
The scene has been cordoned off behind yellow tape and at one point behind red hazardous material tape. They brought in the hazmat teams in full-on dress to examine fluids that were found in the car. The car is just sitting by itself on the side of the road at the moment. While the police investigate further, it should probably be towed away at some point.
Also, adding to the frustration over the event, workers at a big hotel where some delegates were to stay walked off the job today as part of a strike. Even though thousands of people are working on it and hundreds of boats have been deployed, oil from the Gulf of Mexico is still finding its way onto shore. The ABC's Jim Ryan is in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Normally, the last week in June would find this beach filled with tourists and sunbathers. Instead of bathing suits or bikinis, though, the men and women on the beach now are in long pants and protective boots. These cleanup crews arrive by school bus to scoop up shovels filled with oily sand to be bagged and hauled away. Along the waterline, a miles-long orange plastic berm keeps the tide from washing the oil any farther up the beach. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.
President Obama says the U.S. will not miss a beat in the Afghan war effort because of the change in command. He also says the July 2011 withdrawal date doesn't mean an abrupt pullout.
We didn't say we'd be switching off the lights and closing the door behind us. What we said is we'd begin a transition phase in which the Afghan government is taking on more and more responsibility.
Today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates defended the decision to replace General Stanley McChrystal, adding,
"This is the best possible outcome to an awful situation."
Secretary Gates says McChrystal's replacement, General David Petraeus, understands the strategy because he helped shape it. Markets Dow down 165, NASDAQ down 40. You're listening to ABC News.
This is ABC's Doug Limerick. At any given moment, over 2 million people are using their cell phones while driving. That's the entire population of a city like Chicago or Houston. Texting while driving makes you 23 times more likely to have an accident. It's equivalent to driving drunk with a 0.13 blood alcohol level. As a matter of fact, 80% of all accidents occur because drivers are not paying attention to the road. You can help save lives. Please put down your mobile device when you're behind the wheel. It's that easy.
It's time to delete text driving, and Allstate wants to help. In fact, they're willing to pay you for safe driving. It's called the Safe Driving Bonus Check, only from Allstate. For every 6 months you go without an accident, they'll send you a check for 5% of your premium. Put down your phone. It can pay. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Indemnity Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
A partial victory for the former CEO of Enron.
The Supreme Court decided Jeff Skilling should not have been convicted based on a statute known as Honest Services. The court said the law only covers bribery and kickback schemes, and Skilling was accused of neither. The court said the ruling does not necessarily require reversal of Skilling's conviction, since he was found guilty of other crimes. But his lawyers can now argue the prosecution was flawed. Skilling is serving a 24-year sentence in a Colorado prison.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says he is against a new policy in the community of Provincetown that allows all students in public schools, even those as young as first grade, to receive free condoms without telling their parents. Patrick says access to condoms should be age appropriate. The local school superintendent has indicated to him that she will revise the policy. It was one for the record books as two tennis players are hailed as heroes at Wimbledon.
Winner John Isner called his opponent Nicholas Mahou
an absolute warrior.
Playing him in this match, he said, was
an absolute honor.
Mahou said Isner
deserved to win,
saying he just
served unbelievable.
In the match that stretched just over 11 hours, Isner served up 112 aces, Mahou 103.
ABC's Tom Rivers in London. Also at the World Cup in South Africa, Italy is out, and so is France. Those two countries played each other for the championship 4 years ago. It's the first time the two best teams from the previous World Cup were eliminated this early. This is ABC News.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The mothers of three American hikers held in Iran on suspicion of espionage are hoping a magazine report that their children were arrested on the Iraqi side of the border will help lead to their release. One of two window washers burned when the lift they were on came in contact with a power line in Orinda earlier this month has passed away. Jose Herrera was 51. The condition of the second window washer has been upgraded from critical to serious. And there was an unusual hazard for firefighters responding to a brush fire at Aquatic Park in Berkeley. A swarm of yellow jackets stung up to four firefighters. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Mateo County, north 280 between Edgewood and 92. Three lanes are closed for road work. Looks like everybody getting by okay. Benicia Bridge crash, north 680 before the tolls. Enjoy some french fries made from potatoes that are selected exclusively for In-N-Out. Hand-cut, cooked to a golden brown in pure vegetable oil. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny but cooler this afternoon. Expect the same for tomorrow after the morning fog. Fewer clouds for the weekend and warmer. It's 55 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk, 810. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. All right, this time it's the U.S. versus Britain, Canada, Germany, Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand. It has nothing to do with the World Cup. It has to do... World Cup. The World Cup. It has to do with health care. Now, you've heard a lot of studies like this. This is just another one by the Commonwealth Fund, and the results are the same. It's depressing. We get creamed. And it's kind of easier to talk about this after... You know, healthcare reform is, at least it's been launched, because I think people are listening a little more carefully at this point in terms of the facts and where we're trying to go with this. Well, it turns out, of course, we spend twice as much as residents of all those other countries. We get the lowest quality, the least efficiency, and the least equitable system. And in the end, it doesn't keep us healthy. They measured quality, efficiency, access, equity, and ability to lead a long and healthy, productive life. You know who came in number one, by the way? Britain, whose nationalized health care, of course, was widely derided by opponents of U.S. health care reform. So how do you reconcile this with that? I mean, these aren't idiots doing these evaluations. These people aren't stupid. They may not be as brilliant as all of us, but they do have a perspective here. And how European, I mean, first of all, they're healthier. And they complain to you, well, Americans are fat. Yeah, I know. But somehow our healthcare system has not been able to communicate to us that we're fat and how we get fat and do something about it. That's not an excuse. And besides, I don't believe that it's obesity that's driving the whole thing. So just keep that in mind as we whine our way into getting a better deal here. Yesterday, we were talking about multitasking. And how if you're a heavy multitasker, it's affecting your ability to focus and your ability to think and stay on task when you're not multitasking. All this technology has an effect on us. One of you sent me a cartoon. It's very cute. It says, with age comes skill. It's called multitasking. There's a picture of an old man. He says, I can laugh, cough, sneeze, pass gas, and urinate all at the same time. I don't think that's the kind of multitasking we were talking about. Guess what? Today's the first day of a complete and total ban in the United States of, can you do it? Candy cigarettes. Wow. Candy cigarettes. Remember walking around with them, getting your mother all upset with you, and then chewing them and swallowing them? I used to eat candy cigarettes. I never became a smoker. I have no idea if anybody ever really proved that candy cigarettes increased rates of smoking. It seems to make common sense, but too many things that seem to make common sense have later on proved to be not true, according to data. I know, facts. Who wants to let them get in the way when we really believe something? But nevertheless, they're gone. Hey, these are hard times. I got a business idea for you. This is a booming business. It's huge, plus-size caskets made for obese people. They're dropping like flies. Here's a casket company that's doing a land office business. 7 by 7 feet coffins. That's their biggest, by the way. 7 by 7 feet. Now, you think of the hole in the ground you got to make to bury somebody like that. Now, this is interesting. In Japan, if you see someone standing at an altar and they say, I do, they could be getting divorced. Couples in Japan are now choosing to celebrate the end of an unhappy marriage by saying, I do, for a final time at a divorce ceremony. You invite your friends and your family. This was pioneered about a year ago by a fellow here who set up a divorce mansion in Tokyo. And at $606, you hold a ceremony with all the pomp and grandeur of a wedding that publicly ends a relationship before they officially file for divorce. Here's some people who did it. Quote, by putting an end to our marriage, we wanted to give ourselves fresh starts and give our lives a sense of renewal. He said he felt responsible for the failure of the marriage. He spent too much time away from home, too much money on his various interests, despite numerous warnings from his wife. Friends and family of the Fujiis followed closely behind the rickshaws on foot, arriving at the divorce mansion for a ceremony where they smash their wedding rings with a gavel. I don't know if I trust a divorcing couple with hammers in their hands. That could get ugly. A gesture signifying the end of the partnership. You know, something about this is not only tickling my funny bone, but making me think that is a little more civil than the way we do it. Unfortunately, you're talking to someone with experience in this. This begins the process with family, friends, and with a little spirit of cooperation, as opposed to here. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud on that one. Anybody out there gotten into the latest sex craze? Swinging? Scientists studying swingers, straight couples regularly swap sexual partners, indulge in group sex occasionally, say they have higher rates of STDs than prostitutes. And, you know, the headline caught my interest, so I read further. I don't get how they can say what I just said that they said. This is the British Medical Journal, that swingers over 45 are particularly vulnerable and yet are a group largely ignored by healthcare services. They don't know how many people do this. The swinger population could be many millions, they say. Could be. And they think this could be an untreated group that acts as a sexually transmitted disease transmission bridge to the entire population. Once again, they don't know how many people do this, but this is a study done in Holland where they analyzed a number of patients seeking treatment in the last couple of years at 3 STD clinics. Now, right away, that's a very selected population, right? These are people going to an STD clinic. This is not the general population. So everything I tell you from here on in, you have to take with a grain of, well, that grain of salt. And the clinics have recorded whether the patient is a swinger. I mean, they ask you. Even if you were, would you answer it? I don't know. Well, 1 in 9 people at the clinic was a swinger. Average age 43. Now, here's where I don't get this. Overall, combined rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, just over 10% among straight people, 14% among gay men, 5% for female prostitutes, and 10.4% among swingers. Female swingers, the highest infection rate than male swingers. So 10.4 versus 10% for straight couples, so it doesn't seem to me. Well, I could re-rack it and say straight couples at this clinic have twice the STD risk as female prostitutes, but somehow they chose not to say that. What about this? Here's a classic. This is even more revealing. We talk about this. It's a term I want to implant in your head. Reaction formation. These are all these people, heavily homophobic, anti-gay everything, who themselves are homosexuals or fighting the feelings. See, what happens in people like that is they are so anxiety-ridden about their own tendencies that they tend to express it by berating others who have the same deal. So here's a pastor. Looks like he's going to keep his job. He is an ardent critic of allowing gays into the clergy. He's now on leave from his church after a gay magazine reported his attendance at a support group for men with same-sex attractions. Now, he regularly broadcasts on television, local cable access shows, very conservative views on homosexuality, criticizes the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America for liberalizing gay clergy policy. So the magazine publishes a story about his attendance at these meetings. It was written by a reporter who falsely posed as a member of the group. Now, this man did not get caught, quote, doing anything. And this is what's important. And the magazine, the company, has a policy not to out people. The only exception is a public figure who says one thing and does another. Well, this fella is attending these groups. He admits that on a trip to Eastern Europe, he fell into temptation. I was weak. That's all I know he said. It doesn't say he did anything. He fell into temptation and he was weak. And he's going to these groups to help himself with temptation. So without him having to do anything, here's a person with the temptation, the feeling, the emotion, who expresses it by being rabidly anti-gay on the air and to the outside world. Classic, classic case. You know the sexual predator treatment deal. I just want to give you some numbers here. You know, in a lot of places, sex offenders who complete their prison sentence, but they're still considered dangerous, they get locked away indefinitely as part of a national trend when states were flush with cash. These civil commitment programs are costing states hundreds of millions of dollars, way more than anyone envisioned, and created a political quandary. 20 states with civil commitment laws spend $500 million to lock up and treat 5,200 offenders. Let me give you a number here. The average cost to keep an offender in one of these programs, $175,000 in New York City, $173,000 in California. Some states, like $96,000 a year. I mean, you could get an Ivy League education for this. In some states, like Minnesota, sex offender treatment costs more than five times more than keeping offenders in prison. And the heavy financial burden here has left lawmakers with less money, and they make agonizing cuts to areas like education and health care. And politicians who spent years cracking down on sex crimes now struggle to pay for the tougher laws. And these laws have withstood legal challenges all the way to the Supreme Court. They're considered constitutional as long as the purpose is treatment and not detention. That means to live up to that standard, you know, you got to offer people more than they get in prison. And that raises the cost. They got to have nice food and TVs and blah, blah, blah. And I don't have a solution here. It's just I thought I'd make you aware of what's going on. All right, they're calling an epidemic. Mentioned this to you earlier. Whooping cough, an epidemic in California. It will break a 50-year record. As of June 15th, California had 910 recorded cases. Five babies have just died this year. The state declares an epidemic after a significant increase in the number of illnesses to a broad swath of the state's population. That's how you define that. At least 600 additional cases are now under investigation. Officials fear with the number of known and suspected cases at 1,510, the state's on track to beat the 1958 record, 3,847 cases. Midway through the year, 1,200 reported. In 1952, 15 Californians died of whooping cough. That's just, you know, as vaccination was getting going. In the Bay Area, San Francisco, cases have increased sixfold, but we haven't had any deaths yet. And how about I don't lecture you? Lecture your friends. Write to these talk show hosts who put these anti-vaccinationists on the air. Think of yourself, just in your heart of hearts, moms, imagine you have a baby, the baby died of whooping cough. And all your friends at the school your kids go to, they don't vaccinate their kids. Or, you know, fill it in. Maybe you didn't vaccinate your kids. Imagine how you feel. I don't know what to tell you here. The sunscreen thing is a mess. The FDA is dragging their feet. They haven't changed the rules in a long, long time. SPF factor is only ultraviolet B. We now know that ultraviolet A, you know, causes cancer and wrinkles. The labels on sunscreens are ridiculous or medieval. They don't tell you anything. The FDA is considering a set of guidelines that would set up a four-star system for the UVA side of it. And they would ban the use of misleading terms like sunblock, all-day protection from labels. Now, these rules were prepared 3-4 years ago. But of course, you know, the sunscreen manufacturers are not sitting still. They're trying to buy up the best politicians they can. And the FDA has been accused of foot dragging because of money and pressure from sunscreen manufacturers. And the current regulations, let me put a date on this for you. The current regulations and labels you're looking at on your sunscreens go back to the Carter administration. 1978. Primitive. Again, a couple of years ago, we told you a lot about Mexoril. Now there's a new one on the European market. It is terrific. It's called Tinosorb M. It's all over Europe. It blocks UVA effectively, but the FDA is again dragging their feet in terms of approval. The FDA continues to blow its deadlines. And here is the bottom line line. I love this one. Remember, infection of science from politics? Any decision it makes, the FDA, is unavoidably political as well as scientific. You got to love it when politics gets into a decision that has to do with a product you put in and on your body. Wow. All right, you ready? Why do some of you go to work when you're sick? Think about it. You're sick as a dog. Why do you go to work? I'm going to talk about a proposal here. You tell me what you think, but first I want your honest answer to that question. And what are the repercussions of that? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
You didn't think you were the type to sue anyone. But when you went to the doctor to feel better, instead you were permanently injured. Was a mistake made? Did the doctor rush and miss something? You think something went wrong. You just don't know what. We're Sokoloff Law. We've helped injured people for over 3 decades. Call 1-800-638-5400. And one of our experienced legal nurses will start the process of getting you the answers you need, the answers you deserve. You want justice, and if you were permanently injured due to a doctor's negligence, you may be entitled to money. By holding the doctor accountable, you could prevent another injury. Talk to an experienced legal nurse at Sokoloff Law at 1-800-638-5400, 1-800-638-5400, or visit justiceforinjured.com.
While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Jim Sokoloff, Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Hi, I'm Jess Brown, Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Director of Energy Solutions and Service. What you hear in the background is the PG&E Grid Control Center, where we monitor and control PG&E's power system. The reason I'm here is to announce a new pricing plan called Peak Day Pricing for companies with energy demands of 200 kilowatts or more. This plan could have a significant effect on your corporate energy costs. So it's very important to know how the program works, how to manage your energy use during both peak and non-peak times, and other pricing options that may be available to large commercial and industrial businesses. To find out what you need to know, call 1-800-987-4923 or visit pge.com/PDP. Because peak day pricing is here, and PG&E wants to be your partner in finding the right energy solutions for your business.
You want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255, 800-548-TALK, and be well with Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Yes, hi, Dr. Adell. The Good Samaritan law used to be that if you saw somebody hurt or whatever, you could do what you could, give some aid to the people, and you wouldn't be sued. And I understand if I'd heard something maybe a year ago, 6 months ago, that it's been turned around. You can be sued now if you do something to someone. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I got to say, Michael, I did not know that anything got turned around, and I never believed that anything real had happened to protect healthcare people in a situation like that. I know they did pass some legislation, but in the trade, in other words, talking to other doctors and healthcare providers, nobody believed it because nobody told the lawyers. It is very difficult to pass any kind of a rule or legislation that prevents you from being sued. Trial lawyers get real upset about that. And even if they pass it and a person is harmed, there are so many ways of going after, quote, the perpetrator. I think about it a lot when I'm in situations like that. If I'm driving down a highway and I stop by an accident and someone's decapitated, I keep going. There's nothing I can do. If there's something I can do, then I still do it, and I'm very, very careful. I'm very careful to announce to any bystanders that I'm just there to help. I'm not acting officially as a physician, that I'm a TV doctor. If you want any help from me, you can call 1-800-548-TALK. I'll talk to you. But it's been a while since I've had to take out a knife or a tube and try and save a life. And that's just to cover me. I feel competent. But nevertheless, it worries me. It concerns me only because when something bad happens, people are not in their right mind. They look for someone to blame. If an accident, and think how easy that would be. In other words, you're out there on a highway, or who knows where it is. You don't have the right tools. The situation is not exactly a healthy one. Maybe it's a party where you've been drinking. I mean, that happened to me recently. And I thought to myself, if something bad happened, that's the first thing a lawyer would say. Doctor, you should have taken yourself, you were drinking. I mean, there's too many ways. So I don't believe anything a politician would tell me about that unless we get into, this is why tort reform is important. I'm a conservative on that one. I just think until we straighten that out, we're just not going to get anywhere with lowering health costs. I talked to enough physicians, so they're going to order every test they can just to cover their butts, keep the cost of health care, just like the lead story today. I told you we spend twice as much as any other country on health care, and we get poor results. Part of that is the American doctor's penchant for covering our butts, and I don't blame any of them. It isn't like we all get sued 100 times in our lives. It's that it is one of the worst experiences anybody can go through. It's just horrible. I've seen doctors get depressed. I've seen doctors quit practice. I've seen doctors try to commit suicide over it. It is especially if you feel you're unfairly accused. And I can tell you, and I have no reason to lie to you, you can do a perfect operation. People die. They don't heal right. There's things that just are unavoidable. And nothing is going to stop, someone from coming after you. And it's the process that is degrading and is horrible and, throws your center offline. So, I guess it comes down to that. All right. Let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave? Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Dean Adell.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I was calling about your question about why people go into work when they're sick.
Okay, I'm ready for your answer.
I've worked a lot of jobs since I was 15 and a half years old, and I'm 40 now. Most of them were retail-type jobs and also restaurant jobs. And in most of those situations, there was either little to no sick leave offered, and the pay wasn't all that great anyways. Restaurants, it's tips. Retail, it's just, minimum wage. And so basically, with no sick leave, you had to go in if you were sick.
And what did you get any pushback from the people who work in a restaurant? There you are working in a restaurant and you're sick. That doesn't sound like a good thing. Did the employer send you home?
It's an awful thing, but it happens all the time. In fact, at a sushi restaurant near our house, my wife and our house a couple of years back, we went in there and we were served. And as we were leaving, the waitress who was then, moved and was working behind the counter, as she said goodbye to us, we said, "Hey, how you doing?" She goes, "Oh, God, I've been sick for days with a fever."
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, you hang in there because I will have the answer to your your perplexing situation. It's right up our alley here, okay? 1-800-548-548. TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. I'm Jenna Lane. The Senate has scheduled a quick hearing next week on the nomination of General David Petraeus to take command of the war effort in Afghanistan. After their meeting at the White House today, President Obama said he and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev have succeeded in resetting the relationship between the former Cold War adversaries. And a video expert who took the stand in the Johannes Messerli trial this morning says the former BART police officer tugged on his gun four times before getting it out of his holster. Messerli claims he meant to use a taser on Oscar Grant. The expert also said when Messerli shot him in the back, Grant's left hand was free. We have clouds at the coast and sunshine inland today. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
The deals are heating up this summer at your Northern California Chevy dealers. Come check out the cars, trucks, and crossovers over 1,000 people are switching to every day for safety, reliability, fuel economy, and value you can depend on. Now's the time to save thousands on the biggest inventory of the year with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on most Chevy models. It's the deal you've been waiting for on Silverado. Drive away in a new 2010 Silverado crew cab with up to $6,000 in average finance savings, or get $5,000 cash back plus $1,000 down payment assistance when you finance through GMAC. That's $6,000 off a new Chevy Silverado. Or how about a 2010 Malibu LS for under 20 grand? That's right, regularly priced at $22,545 MSRP, now for around $19,500 after $3,000 cash back. But hurry, these hot summer deals end July 6th. See one of your Northern California Chevy dealers today.
Tax title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment extra. Average finance savings are based on length of limited term contracts. Savings based on bank rating data. GMAC standard rate contracts only. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by July 6th.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to kgoradio.com.
Tired of looking at all those stucco cracks on your home? If you imagine the gallons of water that pour inside your walls, you might not sleep at night. Stop nagging your contractor. Give RhinoShield a call and fix those annoying stucco cracks. With RhinoShield Lifetime Paint, you can stop worrying about those ugly cracks and never paint your home again. How, you ask? RhinoShield Lifetime Paint uses technology from 3M that reflects the sun's energy so it will not deteriorate. It has a lifetime transferable warranty proven and tested by Mother Nature and BASF Labs. You'll save thousands of dollars in stucco repairs with RhinoShield Lifetime Paint and keep your home looking its best. Not available in stores, so call RhinoShield today at 888-868-7575. That's 888-868-7575 for a free DVD or consultation. Call by the 4th of July and save an extra $1,000. That number again, 888-868-7575. Rhino Shield Lifetime Paint.
Folks, I'm Seagrins the Horse. Come to the Heartland RV Show. I've roped up lots of family fun.
Featuring the exciting new Heartland RVs, fast becoming America's new first choice in recreation. See the future of RVing. Heartland RVs, from green-friendly ultralight to luxury fifth wheels.
Come save. RV with me and Seagrins with satisfaction.
Seagrins RV, 20 minutes south of San Jose on Highway 101.
Next to Camping World.
This report is brought to you by Capital Corridor. With 32 trains a day between San Jose, Oakland, and Sacramento, you don't have to be stuck in traffic again. Visit CapitalCorridor.org to learn more about travel made simple.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Anna. How you doing? Anna? You're on the air. I hear you. Anna, going once, Anna, going twice. Let's talk to Matt. How you doing, Matt? Matt, you there in line four?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you fine. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just got in my car and heard the tail end of your last scenario. And I was just at a restaurant a couple days ago, a fast restaurant that I won't mention, but I'm very discouraged about eating out ever again. But I was standing in line watching this person make my food, and they had the rubber gloves on, which is great, but they ran it across their nose with just this big, long stroke to clean, you know, what obviously was a cold, and then just continued making the food. Just one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And, yeah, you know, if people are sick, you wonder what they think sometimes, but...
Yes, well, we'll get into that in a second, but your observation is fairly common. And one of the reasons is I don't think people in food service are actually taught how you use rubber gloves appropriately. I've watched them make a sandwich with rubber gloves, and they take your money, go to the cash register, ding, 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 give you back your money, you know, put their hands on their hips, scratch their head, go make the next sandwich. What are they thinking? Well, they think they're protecting themselves from the salami? No, the salami's not going to make them sick. They're doing that to protect the public. And in a hospital, for instance, how can I explain this quickly? If I put rubber gloves on before surgery and I'm walking into the OR, the general rule, I assume is still the same, is you keep your hands above your waist. If you drop your hands below your waist, even if you don't touch anything, I've seen scrub nurses come up to you and say, sorry, doctor, you need to re-scrub and put new gloves on. It's considered below your waist is dirty. Because when you're at the operating room table and you're operating and you take a little rest and you drop your hands below the table, your hands are going to hit the side of the table or a piece of the metal, etc. So the idea is to protect you so the gloves can never, you can't scratch your nose when you're in the operating room. So donning a rubber glove in terms of protecting the patient. Now, listen, I see doctors do this in their offices all the time. You see the difficulty. What's another example? You go to the dentist. The dentist is wearing gloves. Now, there's a certain kind of certain health professionals who wear these things to protect themselves. After the AIDS crisis, everybody got afraid of blood. And so a lot of doctors wear gloves to protect themselves and probably dentists also. But, you know, the dentist's got to reach for the drill, got to reach for the light, got to reach for the x-ray machine. They can't change gloves between each one. So you got to be a little judicious about it. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this because here is the bottom line. This is a first poll, to look at this, and there is proposed legislation, to fix the thing that we've now heard from a couple of people. It has to do with sick leave. So the survey found that if you don't get sick leave, you're going to work sick and you're going to send your sick kids to school. 55% of people who said they were not eligible for paid sick leave said they go to work with a contagious illness, like a flu or a viral infection, compared to a third who said they get sick days. 24% of those who did not get paid sick days said they send a sick kid to school or daycare because they had to go to work. That's compared to 14% of those who are eligible for paid sick days. So most Americans, it seems here, support proposed legislation requiring companies to offer at least 7 days of paid sick leave. And I think companies fear that if they do that, people are just going to take them anyway. And maybe there's ways of, you know, I don't know, what can you do? You can't require people to get a doctor's note every time they get a cold, you know, or a flu. That seems to be oppressive. You call people, they're going to answer the phone, hello, oops, you know. So I don't know how you're going to handle this. It's just one of those things that we have to figure is a greater good. I've been at work many times. You see people, you know, coughing and sneezing. And I think to myself, oh, little do they know. Little does a company know that that person is going to increase sick absence and loss of productivity. And all they can do is try to encourage a sick worker who's truly sick to stay home. It's a tricky deal. And we had a caller. We lost a call, a bad cell phone. It was a nurse, and she said, Jesus, nurses show up at hospitals sick. I've seen that also. That is definitely not appropriate. I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, you're a healthcare worker, you work in a hospital for a healthcare system, they must give you sick days. No? All right. Let's talk to Kathy. How you doing, Kathy? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean. How are you doing?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Well, I'm having some issues with eyes and have had since 2006. I had always had drifting lenses and never really knew it. I had, you know, a book so thick full of glass changes that it would probably make everybody choke. But the problem is that I saw another doctor who was recommended through his wife, and he did a wonderful job of surgery, but he'd only seen my eyes once or twice. And the first time I saw him, it was because my lenses had changed. And I'd just gotten a pair of glasses. And he said, oh, well, you know, something was wrong with the machine, or, you know, they did it wrong. And so we prescribed new glasses and later contact lenses. And always the lenses drifted. And it never really dawned on me. You know, it could have been a medication I was taking for all I knew, or not enough sleep, or, you know, any little thing that you could find and really associate with why your eyes don't feel so great today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after this surgery, my lenses drifted.
Well, what surgery? You didn't tell me about the surgery.
I had a laser surgery, and I had a mono. I opted for mono vision, and I really a lot of questions and answers and research, and felt very comfortable with this surgeon.
So how'd you do?
I love him. Well, my eyes drifted naturally, and my lenses have never really been nicely corrected, but over a period of 2 years of adjustment, finally I see a clearer picture.
Right. Now go back for a second. With the surgery, you really shouldn't be needing glasses.
That's right. But my lenses still drifted, and that was the problem. Guess what? My lenses drifted. He couldn't measure it the same prescription twice in a week.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, because I don't think that I can go back and get an adjustment, which is what they would have normally done. I probably could, but I'm not sure. Maybe I should go back and opt for the other surgery, get it back to 2020.
Be careful with that. That's not. I would like you to get another opinion for sure, either from that doctor, ask the tough questions, or another doctor. Of course, there can be so many things that can be doing this. You could be, as we age, sometimes our lenses in the eye, not the ones you wear, can begin to get a little bit cloudy. That can influence things, fluid states, like you said. But I think with monovision, you got to try it out first with a contact lens or even with spectacle lenses and just see how you like it, because some people are just not going to adjust well to it. Some people swear by it and they like it. And in this day with laser surgery, of course, it's one of the most fabulous things going, and it works almost all the time, but it doesn't work every time. And it's just too complex for me to really sort out what's going on with you and why your eyes are changing. Because at your age, they shouldn't be changing a lot, but they can, depending upon the surgery. You know, so setting one eye near and one eye far, I don't know. I'm in the same spot all you are. I just wear reading glasses. It's not just because I have my own line of reading glasses. It's because I just think it's easier than all this other stuff. I don't have any vanity issues with it. So go get a second opinion. See what another doctor says looking at you. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah?
Listen, I'm going to need those reports by Monday, so you might want to come in this weekend and knock them out, okay? Gary?
Oh, I think I'm actually going to be busy this weekend, buying stuff.
Millions in cash scratchers from the California Lottery are here, with 25 instant prizes of $1 million in cash. Millions in cash scratchers. Become a millionaire instantly. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Want to own your home free and clear in years rather than decades? You could with the patented Homeownership Accelerator Loan from CMG Mortgage. It allows you to potentially save tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest and pay off years sooner with no change to your spending habits. Call CMG Mortgage at 888-CMG-HOME or visit cmghome.com. That's 888-CMG-HOME or visit cmghome.com. You have nothing to lose but years off your mortgage.
Draws, terms, and variance and rate will affect loan payoff and interest savings. Credit on approval. Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Everyone knows the July 4th sale at Courtesy Chevrolet in San Jose is huge. Last year it was crazy all weekend. But John Anderson says you can get 4th of July savings right now. Beat the crowds and then enjoy the holiday. John, what are the specials this week?
Equinox, Camaros, Traverses. We've got them and we are dealing. If you're even thinking about a new Chevy, click on CourtesyChevrolet.com right now for an instant price quote. We want to sell a bunch of Chevys this weekend and we are dealing.
What about Silverados and Corvettes?
Holy cow, we have tons of both, and I don't think anyone in California will match our prices. Click on CourtesyChevrolet.com or call us at 1-800-256-0800. Get an instant price quote right now.
Equinox, Camaros, Traverse, Silverados, Corvettes, massive pre-holiday sale pricing this weekend at Courtesy Chevrolet, where courtesy means a great deal.
Don't wait. Click on CourtesyChevrolet.com or call 1-800-256-0800 for an instant price quote. If you want to save a lot of money, that's our business.
Warm weather and long days can only mean one thing, that summer has officially started. And when you shop at Safeway, you'll be ready for it. Because with our everyday low prices and club card specials all over the store, you'll save on everything that makes summer, summer. Fire up the grill, because right now, fresh Foster Farms whole chicken is just 79 cents a pound. And a pound of sweet green seedless grapes is only 87 cents. 12.2-ounce boxes of Kellogg's Fruit Loops are just $1.99 each. And on a hot summer day, there's nothing better than sitting down with an ice-cold drink. So stop by Safeway and pick up selected packs of Pepsi, Aquafina, Lipton, or Lipton Pure Leaf Tea. Buy two and get one of equal or lesser value free, plus CRV in California. Also, 20 packs of Bud, Miller, Coors, or Tecate bottles are only $12.88 each, plus CRV in California. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean here. Let's talk to Sharon. How are you doing, Sharon? Welcome.
Hi.
I'm
62. I've just been diagnosed with hemochromatosis.
Well, that's unusual. It's mostly a man's disease. How'd you get diagnosed? What made the doctor suspicious?
I went for some arthritic testing. The arthritis got worse because there's a breakdown in cartilage that can happen as a result.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they discovered it. So now I'm under a hematologist, and I get blood draws or phlebotomy once a week. Mm-hmm. And they just are so unforthcoming with how long this is going to last. They say they can't really tell you. I've been at it about 10 weeks, and I've gone down about a little over, not quite 300.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about it. I think because I can understand your anxiety about it. First of all, you're very lucky you got this diagnosed. It is often underdiagnosed. It's one of the more common genetic problems that there is. Maybe one in every couple of hundred of you have this, and it's because you have a problem processing iron. Iron is a very toxic substance. A very common cause of poisoning in kids is getting a hold of mom's iron tablets. I respect iron. I'm not one of these people who believe anybody's iron goes a little low, you got to go crazy giving them iron. And it can cause all kinds of things. You can be tired, loss of sexual desire because the iron deposits in the ovaries and the testicles. You get liver problems. It hits your joints, right? A lot of people with arthritis have this, and it needs to be checked with a simple iron test. And what we do, it's funny because bloodletting is one of these old-time things that goes back to Hippocrates, that, of course, they did it for everything. But here is a disease where it is appropriate to let blood. We take blood from you routinely in the hopes that it'll slowly drain the iron from your body. And you know what? It can take months. I've seen it taken a year. So you've got to be patient, and that usually works. If that doesn't work, then there's more that can be done. So those of you who, might fit in, listen, when I say to people, losses, I have an associate that I once suggested this to because he just had these two things. He was a guy, and he was a little too young, and he had arthritis and loss of sexual energy, and I said, get yourself a test. He had it. It's not going to happen to all of you because a lot of people have arthritis, which is associated with aging and also loss of libido, which can go along to a certain degree with aging. All right, let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good. And how are you doing? Kind of nervous.
Good. Go right ahead. Not a problem.
Okay. One of the things that I do is sometimes if I have like a real bad cold or something, I've actually done it when I had the flu. I just didn't know it. But it's like if I stay home and stay in bed, it seems I get sicker quicker. But if I go to work and I'm up about moving, of course I take some vitamins. I wash my hands almost compulsively. But that's one way to keep from getting colds and the flu is by washing your hands a lot. But
sure.
It has never failed with me. Whenever I just stay home because I'm coughing and hacking and feeling real bad. It's like the next day I'm twice as bad. But if I go to work, it's like...
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question. I wonder... You know, I can't explain that, of course. I think certainly a lot of people can feel better if they stay active. Sitting in bed, all you can focus on are your aches and your pains and feeling horrible. And you go to work, your mind gets distracted, and you might feel a little bit better. I would also suggest in general that people who feel the worst are the ones who are least likely to go to work, and that the times you do go to work is maybe when you're feeling kind of in the middle, and, you know, you are likely to improve in a day. In a day or two. But I'd be very careful because still, well, certainly be careful if you're going to do it. I mean, I guess that's my advice because I'm a practical person to try to be. And a lot of people are going to do this anyway. If you are, man, wash your hands. Don't cough and sneeze. You know, learn how to do the, you know, all the things you learn during flu season, how to, you know, get your sneezes in your sleeve and the whole, you know, the whole deal. But I don't think the work is what's doing it, but I think it's, you know, you're being distracted from being sick, it's got to feel better, all right? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, I'm a 1071 Maple. This is my first time doing this sort of thing, so I don't really know where to begin. I guess I'll start by saying that I'm new to the market. If I had to describe myself, I'm medium build and really good shape. People often call me cute and warm. I'm always outdoors, but that doesn't mean I don't have an indoor side too. In fact, I'd call myself a bit of a homebody. I'm pretty traditional, but I do possess modern qualities. Oh, I'm also two bedrooms, two baths. So if you're interested in me, call your realtor because conditions have never been better for buying a home. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, while affordability is near an all-time high, and who knows how long that'll last. And with a realtor guiding you every step of the way, they can help you decide whether we're a match. I can't wait to meet you. California Association of Realtors. For your peace of California. For your peace of mind.
As the largest Serta dealer in California, when Mattress Discounters has a Serta sale, it's big. Big comfort plus big savings. Get a Serta plush or memory foam queen set seen at other stores for $1,000 for just $6.97 at Mattress Discounters. You save 30% plus you get free delivery. And you always get our lowest price or it's free guarantee. Don't miss Mattress Discounters Serta special purchase sale.
Mattress Discounters!
If you're looking to waste vast amounts of time, all you need is a search engine and a few simple phrases, such as the miracle butter diet, cats in hazmat suits, vast cheerleading conspiracy, and so on. But if you're looking to save time and money, just search for three little characters, 8x8. Try it. Just type it in, 8x8. If you're a small business owner, you could save hundreds, maybe thousands a month. 8x8. You'll be glad you did.
During Expedia's summer sale you asked for, you'll save up to 40% on hotels and the destinations you've been asking
like
for.
Like Vegas?
Yes, like Las Vegas. So book by June 29th.
And L.A.?
L.A. too. Okay, book by June 29th and save up to 40% on hotels.
So big cities then?
A wide variety of cities, even here. Are you done? Again, that's 40% off of hotels.
What about Pocatello?
Who are you? Where you book matters. Expedia. Savings based on Expedia's everyday rates. Available at participating hotels and select markets. Minimum stay required and subject to availability. Book by June 29th and travel by July 31st. Terms and restrictions apply. See site for full details.
BevMo presents the 5-cent sale word, wow. As in, wow. Buy one bottle of wine and get the second for just 5 cents? Or, wow, look how many great wines there are to choose from. And, wow, I'm coming back for more. That's our favorite.
Hurry! BevMo's 5-cent sale is on. Choose from more than 200 great wines, like Chalon Cabernet, Columbia Crest Grand Estates Riesling, and Jacobs Creek Shiraz. Club Bev members buy one bottle, get the second for just 5 cents.
Wow-mo and save-mo at BevMo.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Donald. How you doing, Donald? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing fine. How are you, Dr. Dow?
Fine, sir.
Hi. I subscribe to some of these muscle magazines like Muscle and Fitness, and one of the things that they recommend is approximately 1 to 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So, and I understand that there's kind of a self-interest there because a lot of these magazines are sponsored by these protein supplement companies. But there's been a recent article in Consumer Reports where they actually did a, I'm not sure if you call it a study, but more of an evaluation of various kinds of protein supplements, and they found that there were actually some, basically some toxic elements in there, such as lead, cadmium, and other mercury and other heavy metals.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's talk about the primary issue for me is less that, because first of all, you say it's true. I mean, they did find all these toxic things in these protein powders. Is do you need protein powders at all? And if you're not an Olympic competitor, I mean, I'm assuming you're an amateur. I'm assuming you do it for fun, for fitness. Is that correct, or are you very serious about this?
Yes, yes. I mean, do it for fitness. I mean, do it mainly for fitness. And I go, you know, to the gym about three times a week and.
Yeah, good, good. All right, so you're doing that for fun and for health. I don't think protein powders, A, help. B, there's a lot of evidence that that is way too much protein. Protein is hard for your body to process. You have to peel off the nitrogen off the amino acids, and your body has to deal with that nitrogen and get rid of it. And we are just concerned that we're going to have a generation of people, you know, who are going to be developing kidney problems downstream and all kinds of other stuff because... The idea that, okay, muscle is protein, so if I take in more protein, I'll build more muscle, as if women who breastfeed should drink more milk. If you are very, very serious, the protein requirements for a really heavy, for like, a linebacker, is probably higher than the average person. The standard, which we think is still too much, is 70. Well, go back, is a gram for every kilogram. The average man weighs 70 kilos, so that's 70 grams. What you just told me is going to add, you know, an equivalent amount. That's way too much protein. I just don't think you need it. If you're eating a normal diet, then there's protein. You can find protein in, you know, in everything, fruits, vegetables, as well as dairy, and meat, of course. So this is a big trend. They push it, they push it, they push it. I just think it's about selling products. I don't think there's any evidence that it's good for you. I can come up with some evidence that it's not good for you. And now you add to it the contamination issue. So I'd save my money and have a good time and go out and, have a nice lean steak or a chicken breast or something. So we're all, even if we follow the guidelines, probably ingest too much protein. We are a protomaniac country. And that just goes with being an American. All right. That's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
Okay, I know what I want for my birthday.
Really? What?
Our yard.
But it already is our yard.
Oh, no. It's the bug's yard. Ugh, they bite and sting you. They party out there all summer. We can't even enjoy our own property, which is why I got this.
Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. Was I supposed to buy that for your birthday?
Oh, no. I bought it, but you'll use it.
I will?
Mm-hmm. You'll spread Bug Be Gone on the lawn, and the bugs will be taken care of for up to 3 full months.
Ants, ticks, and fleas?
Oh, they're goners. And thanks to Bug Be Gone, the chinch bugs won't ruin our lawn or our summer.
So I can barbecue. The kids and dog can play out there?
Yep.
Wow, I'm giving you our lawn for your birthday.
And there's more good news.
What?
Well, since my birthday's not till next Friday, you still have time to actually buy me something.
I knew that.
Control bugs for up to 3 full months with Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. And defend what's yours.
Ever think about where your water comes from? We think about it every day. Because where our water comes from is what makes it so unique. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water is only found in carefully selected springs. But it's the journey to our springs where all the magic happens. It starts as rain or snow that soaks into the earth. Then it trickles slowly from layer to layer where it's filtered naturally, the way nature has always done it. Along the way, it collects a unique balance of minerals that gives it a distinct taste. This can take years, but when it's finally ready, we capture it right there at the source. That way, it's never exposed to the surface, which means every drop of Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water tastes as crisp and refreshing as the day it was born. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. born better.
In the San Francisco area, look for great prices on a variety of convenient sizes of Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water available at Target.
It's Gil Gross. Okay, talking about the oil.